Happy New Year and happy holidays, friends. Hopefully you had a break from 2017 and ready to start 2018 with all new ambitions and plans. This is Maryam Kavishkar and this is the news mini section for the beginning of the year 2018. As we enter a new year, one of the biggest countries and the world's largest market for electric cars has made a big resolution for its next year to come. China is determined to become the leader of autonomous driving. According to IHS market executive Jim Burkhardt, the combined action of mobility services, driverless technology, electric cars, and government policies promoting them will propel a national transformation in personal mobility. China has already started preparing its cities. Nearly 300 Chinese cities and regions. They have already introduced smart cities projects controlled by AI technology. California, on the other side of the world, has given permission to the rival of NVIDIA, Qualcomm, to test one vehicle and three drivers on December 12th. Qualcomm doesn't make its own self-driving cars, but it is going to test in a vehicle the 9150 CV2X chipset. The chipset will give the vehicle 360-degree non-line-of-sight awareness, as well as the ability to communicate with one another and with infrastructure such as traffic lights. Qualcomm had its chipset installed on Ford vehicles in San Diego County and now plans to send test vehicles to Michigan, China, Germany, Italy, and Japan to collect data on the chipset's performance in various locations and conditions. Over the course of 2017, we saw major development in driverless cars. Further, they will change the way that we travel and will impact the design of urban spaces. However, there are different aspects as per timelines. Tesla remains at the front of this movement, already trying its self-driving cars, while other manufacturers have different point of views. Toyota will wait till 2020. NVIDIA strongly believes that we need at least 4 years to make fully autonomous cars a reality on our roads, and General Motors agrees with them on this. Volvo, which had promised 2021 as its deadline, already has reduced the number of tests to perfect the design of its sensors, mainly due to the wiring problem. Whatever it is, everyone agrees that we have to allow more and much more tests to be done before letting autonomous driving cars into the urban area. Waymo is currently in the midst of extensive tests of how self-driving cars perform in snowy conditions. According to the results, it was outperformed by Marti, a Finnish car. Marti performed very well in the snow. Marti is a Volkswagen Touareg test model created by Finnish tech company VTT. The car was brave enough to drive through 3 inches of snow, while Waymo and Yandex models have only driven on thin sheets of snow. Marti and its sister Merlin won't be on the market till 2022 or 2025 due to their high cost. Let's see what 2018 will bring for us. Now we'll listen to Haluk, who is here with us talking about a book. I won't keep you waiting.
This is the book review section for ITS podcast, episode 44. Read by Dr. Haluk Eren, Fırat University, Elazığ, Turkey. The book title is ITS Sensors and Architectures for Traffic Management and Connected Vehicles, and consists of 542 pages. Produced by CRC in 2017, written by Lawrence Klein. 17 chapters of the book consist of many ideas and practices of sensor technology in transportation. Chapters 1 and 2 contain information about the types of roadways and traffic management centers in the U.S. Chapter 3 includes sensor applications for collecting accurate and timely traffic flow data. which are local isolated and interconnected intersection signal control, rampant freeway mirroring, travel time estimation, wrong-way vehicle detection, freeway instant detection and congestion monitoring, active transportation and demand management, traffic data collection for planning and archival or historical purposes, vehicle classification, tolling operations, traffic surveys, parking management, and roadway hazard identification. Chapters 4 and 5 describe sensor requirements, types of data, accuracies, sampling intervals supporting several traffic management strategies, the operating principles of traffic flow sensor technologies, such as inductive loops, magnetometers, magnetic sensors, video detection systems, microwave radars, Doppler and acoustic sensors, LiDAR, passive infrared and ultrasonic sensors. Chapters 6 and 7 discuss the installation and sensitivity of inductive loop detectors and describes the overhead sensor installation and initialization procedures. Chapters 8 and 9 contain examples of roadside sensor evaluations and sensor testing to validate sensor performance under traffic flow conditions, varying by season, vehicle mix, unique road configurations, lighting and weather, as well as key points about test and assessment of sensor performance. Chapter 10 examines the operation of global navigation satellite systems and inertial navigation systems. Sample applications of GPS in ITS are tracking of transit vehicles and taxis, hazmat, police, fire and paramedic service vehicles, street and highway work zone vehicles, tree harvesters in forests, snowplows, package delivery vehicles, and search and rescue aircraft. Chapter 11 explores several methods, classifying the automation levels and combinations of automated features for vehicles. It also discusses the driving environment, legal issues for autonomous vehicle operation, automated vehicles policy for safe development, testing and operation of highly automated vehicles, existing driver assist and automation options and mobility. Chapters 12, 13 and 14 mention about sample connected and cooperative vehicle programs and the major results of tests, the importance of engineering principles throughout the life cycle of a transportation or traffic management system, and sample national intelligent transportation system architectures, providing a framework for planning, programming, and implementing ITSs. Chapters 15 and 16 describe a derivative architecture and several applications communicated by connected vehicles and speculate benefits of multi-sensor data fusion to traffic management. The last chapter provides Bayesian inference and Dempster-Shafer reasoning algorithms for detection, classification, and identification, including examples of their application to traffic management. As a final word, readers interested in state-of-the-art sensor technologies for transportation will find many useful information in the book.
Thank you very much, Haluk. I hope everyone enjoyed.
Dear colleagues, Professor Shansuke Kamiju and Yanlei Gu from Japan will give you a summary of what happened in Yokohama, IEEE 20th International Conference on Intelligent Transportation Systems, which took place in October.
Hello, ITS colleagues and everyone. My name is Kamiju, the General Co-Chair of ITSC 2017. Yanlei Gu, my colleague, is here with me. He is a Program Secretary of ITSC 2017. Today, we would like to summarize ITSC 2017. It was held in Yokohama, Japan. Yokohama is the largest trading port in Japan and has easy access from the Tokyo International Airport, Haneda and Narita. The conference venue is located at the seaside with a very nice view.
Hello, everyone. I'm Yanlei Gu. ITIC 2017 has 4 days technical program, include 1 day workshop, 3 day main conference. ITIC 2017 received 734 submissions, and finally, 392 papers were accepted, including regular sessions and workshop. In this year, we have about 600 participants from 48 different countries and regions.
Three keynote speakers were invited. Mr. Masao Fukushima from Nissan Motor Corporation introduced the SIP autonomous driving project in Japan. Mr. Yoichi Sugimoto from Honda R&D Corporation talked about the history of car navigation systems and the future prospects of automated driving of Honda. Honda was awarded with IEEE milestone in March 2017 about their world first car navigation system. Finally, Professor Ozuna from the Ohio State University talked about the future of smart city from the intelligent vehicle perspective. We successfully organized the first IEEE ITS data mining hackathon in ITSC 2017's workshop with the great effort of Javier and Takeda-sensei. Thanks for Javier and Takeda-sensei again.
Besides the sessions, there are other interesting events. After the workshop day, we started the welcome reception at the Marine Tower. Participants gathered and had a very relaxed moment. The gala dinner took place at the Royal Hall, Yokohama. The participants enjoyed a delicious Japanese drink and food, also the Japanese tradition drum performance. Because of the support of ITS Society, we have a quite successful student activity.
We would like to thank the authors who contributed with high-quality papers to the conference and associate editors and reviewers of the papers. We also would like to acknowledge the contributions of the sponsors and exhibitors. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shansuke. Thank you, Yanlei. Now, as we have already announced in our social media, we have a special guest from India. So listen to our interview with Mr. Pinaki Laskar.
Today we are with Pinaki Laskar. He is a disruptive innovator from India. He is one of the founders at Fisheye Box, a startup company based in Mumbai, India. Fisheye Box generally works on innovative ideas from wearable tech to intelligent devices, big data, and Internet of Things. But the reason that we have Mr. Laskar Pinaki from Fisheye Box as our special guest today is the driverless car. They have transformed an Indian Suzuki Celerio into a driverless car. Let's listen what Pinaki has to say. Pinaki, welcome to our podcast. I give a brief introduction about you and your company. Would you please introduce yourself and if add anything else that you would like?
Hi, Mariam. Thank you very much for having me for the interview. I'm really happy to be in here. You have a great introduction. We are at Fisheye Box based out of Mumbai, a team of researcher, programmer, designer, and automotive enthusiast trying to make AI for innovation of connected things. And currently, I'm working on autonomous self-driving tech in a small team over India with Anuj, Dev, and Shobnath. And to share our innovation of self-driving car that has been developed in India and that has paid its trial run also.
What made you to work on a driverless car?
Yeah, it's really an interesting question for me. Well, I remember as a kid, I being super enthusiastic about remote control toy cars. And as I grew up, I guess robots are something that intrigued me a lot. I came across a story of DARPA Grand Challenge where scientists and students from around the world were designing AI for an unnamed robot car race, and was blown by the entire idea of a car being driven by an AI. So it was early in 2015. I came in touch with my friend in my hometown in Calcutta, who was also super enthusiastic about self-driving car like me, and was working on a drive-by-wire platform to fit high-level logic. And that was the start of it all. We ended up working in a garage and coming up the prototype finally in last few months back.
Why did you choose Celerio? Was it an automatic or manual transmission?
Celerio is a good option for an entry-level hatchback car in Indian market, even for our prototype. And it was an automatic transmission. We needed to get around the redundancy of gear shift. And the AMT was the way to go. And that's why we chose a Celerio for our prototype.
How long did it take? What were the difficulties and challenges that you faced as your work progressed?
Actually, it took a couple of years to perfect the vehicle dynamics and actuation. Then we keep on adding up layers of computer vision, AI, and localization models on top of that. Basically, the idea is considering Indian complex traffic scenario. If our AI is capable of driving the car autonomously, then the AI is going to drive the car autonomously in the entire world. As I say, we had started off experimenting with the hatchback in a garage, and some of our team members have left, some have stayed, and some new are joined. And here we are a small and effective team with the same passion, and that was made us to work on this from the very beginning.
Can you tell us about the hardware and software that you have used, especially the processing unit and sensors?
Yes. Initially, we started off with a couple of Arduinos and Raspberry Pi. And trust me, it worked pretty great for a while. But currently, we have shifted to more sophisticated FPGAs for processing, which is capable of interface with any field bus system in the world. Say CAN, TTCAN, FlexRay, or LIN. For the sensors, we initially used monocolor cameras for doing the perceptions and tactical grade GPU IMU fusion for path planning and localization. But currently, we are working on a multi camera LiDAR fusion setup.
Did you use any simulation software?
Actually, no. We had a prototype. We are mostly doing hard testing on the prototype on trial and error and fine tune our algorithm accordingly. We didn't use any simulation software.
Your car is equipped with a joystick instead of a steering wheel. How easy is this to handle the car in case of an intervention?
I have a question that if our aircraft and a fighter jet can be flown by joystick, why cannot we drive a car? Joystick is alternative way for manual driving, and it gives me option for transforming mobility for us. It is an option for elderly or even the people with disabilities, and it is very easy to use.
Are there any special rules for future autonomous cars in India that you have to follow? I mean, some countries demand a manufacturer to keep the pedals and steering wheels attached. Do you have such rules in India?
Well, autonomous driving in India is still in a very nascent stage. And I feel as soon as a wide-scale R&D kicks in, the government, Indian governments would also follow up the autonomous driving rules for its driverless cars. But currently, there is no such formation in terms of driverless car in India now.
Where do you put your coins? I mean, is it going to become a mother project for future Indian driverless car?
We are not really competing with anyone. And with the small team we have got over, we are kind of more curious into how soon can a level 5 be achieved in Indian roads. As I say, in Indian roads, concerning the complex traffic scenario, it's very important to how we perfect the driverless car in Indian roads. And that is our first and focus, just to make a more perfect car in driverless mode in Indian roads.
How easy is your system adaptable for other cars? Is this going to be a separate system that is sold individually? Or does it have to be a part of the manufacturing line of major car companies?
Our system currently has direct ECU integration, electric control unit, ECM, TCM, BCM, And we are also in a process of collaboration with the different automakers and OEM so that we can interface with their custom product line. And currently, we are in a stage of prototyping itself.
How your project differs from other self-driving cars, especially the personal projects?
We fundamentally working on human-inspired driving. We don't want to intend to make cars. We want to make them more intelligent and connected in an affordable way. We are trying to make AI for self-driving cars, which act as a human-machine interface between the driver and the vehicle. And that is what our goal is. We are also focusing on ITS with a self-driving car.
How do you see the future of autonomous driving? Most of the manufacturers promised 2020. What is your say on this? Do you think we will see them on public roads by that time?
Surely 2020, maybe before that. But in India, we need more time, say 2030. But autonomous driving will completely disrupt not just the way we drive, but the way we live and experience towards an utopian future.
How is India different from some other places in terms of putting an autonomous car in service? I mean, since the traffic behavior, drivers' interrelation culture, and other things are totally different from some other places, could it make harder or at least different to offer driverless vehicle in India? For example, the multimodal composite, more frequent presence of animals on roads, etc. So it looks like a wide range of differential elements with respect to Germany, the United States or Japan, for instance.
Yes, you are right. Infrastructure is a critical challenge over here, with so many other variables you are referring to. But the idea is, if the system becomes intelligent enough to drive autonomously in super complex driving environment like Indian roads, I believe that will be the smartest AI driver ever. And we are just trying for that.
Knowing all these challenges facing researchers and scientists, how do you imagine the future of self-driving cars in India? Will the system be adapted to the conditions or infrastructure and traffic rules? Will they adjust themselves to place driverless cars on the roads?
As I say, self-driving car in India is at a very nascent stage. But maybe future of farming in India will be a self-driving tractor, which can solve looming food crisis in India. Even driverless car would reduce the number of road fatalities due to human error. Currently, the number is 400 people per day, and I'm definitely believing that it will decrease by the self-driving innovation.
Will you come back with more news in the field of autonomous driving near the future?
Surely, counting on it. But I believe autonomous driving will be as important as the internet in future. And maybe in future, we are driverless flying car. Planning for it.
Pinaki, thank you for being with us. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Thank you very much to you and others who have helped setting up this interview. And I really appreciate the chance to speak with you and the community and share our work. Thank you so much. And we are definitely connecting again with the advance in driverless driving or in autonomous driving in future. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Pinaki. Thank you for being with us. We hope that 2018 will be a prosperous year for all of you, so calm and peaceful that all the news will be heard only from the field of science and technology. This podcast is sponsored by IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society. This was Dr. Mariam Kavishkar from IEEE ITS Society. Thank you for being part of ITS.